New Media, The Final Frontier. These are the broadcasts of The Tomorrow Show. Its mission? To befriend fellow nocturnals, escapists, and dreamers. Not to mention angry loners, the socially inept, and those with Peter Pan syndrome. To boldly go where no broadcast has gone before. The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. Your overnight broadcast featuring one celebrity boyfriend's midlife crisis, millennials in Star Trek costumes, and so much more. The underdog's best friend. And all you need is a smartphone or access to the internet. Here's the captain of your tomorrow, Kevin Undergaro!
Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo.
Yep, let the Eskimos have Chicago.
That time, a little bit too much, you and me, babe.
You know, as a Boston guy, never thought the day would come where I would like this song. I love it. Hello, people of tomorrow. It's a Wednesday, and you know what? Week's over. We're done. It's like when you're on the roller coaster. You're right at that top, Roxy Stryer, and now we're about to go down. We're done. Tomorrow's a joke. Anticlimactic. And then Friday doesn't even exist. Roxy Stryer at the Tomorrow Show bar. Still dealing with heartache, but still with us.
Still with you, motherfuckers. Yeah. Can't carry me that easy.
God, I love it. Christy reports.
Hello, back again.
Over at the social media station. How are you, dear?
I'm great, thank you.
Did you have a nice Easter?
I did have a great Easter, from what I remember.
Oh, nice. Ooh. You got overserved for Easter?
Yes, by Christy reports.
Nice. Michael Klaus was parking lots of cars. I heard he did 3 hours down at the church, Rox. You would have been proud of him.
Michael, I'm always proud of you. Aww.
3 hours, Kevin, it was seven, but
seven
we'll take
hours.
It.
7 hours! All to get a nice Easter basket?
You know, my heart is full.
Wait, was there an Easter egg hunt? Did we have any of the gory civilian stuff, or was it
there
all about the scripture?
Two Easter egg hunts.
Nice. Doubling down on the scam.
Donuts, coffee, food.
Like a
any
beginner
way to bring
and
those
an intermediate.
Boys in.
Bonjour, Juliet. Juliet, come on, come on.
Bonjour.
Juliet, yeah. I have to say this in English because I don't want to neglect the fans. Is there an Easter bunny in France?
There isn't an Easter bunny, but there's the church bells.
Yeah, but there's no Easter bunny.
Well, not with globalization, there kind of is. But
kind of what do you mean? So kids are excited about the Easter bunny in France or no?
They're kind of confused because stores will advertise it, but
nobody cares.
Yeah,
I am
they just
telling
want chocolate.
You, Christy, we talked about this a couple of shows ago. Easter bunny, he's done.
You think so?
Yeah, he's like Toys R Us.
You're putting that nail in his coffin?
He's going out of business, yeah.
Sad.
Yeah,
that
I don't know.
Sad.
I don't know how much longer, what he's got left in him.
But in this time of commercialization, how does this happen?
I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know.
The eggs make it through, though?
The eggs, the candy, the scam, yeah, all that stuff. Like, but, yeah, I just don't see a lot of us going, oh, the Easter bunny's coming.
I don't really get what's the deal with the eggs. Like, why wouldn't it be a chicken then, an Easter chicken?
I don't know. And as a goy, you don't ask because you don't have the IQ enough.
Are we supposed to assume
first
that
of all,
eggs came out of the bunnies?
Roxy, in goy culture, we're
did
taught.
Did the bunny steal the
taught,
eggs from the chickens?
We're taught to question
nothing.
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 Question nothing, number one. And number two, we don't have the IQ of the Jews, even if, or the Greeks. If we wanted to try and question and figure out, we wouldn't be able to. We'll tell you, in 50 years, I've never even questioned why it's eggs and rabbits. No idea. That's how goy-washed I am.
See, but that makes for such a happy
question.
Life.
No,
right?
Yes, but a lot gets repressed.
Fuck.
And then there's very unhappy. Although, I had a wise Jewish doctor once say to me, he asked me a question. He said, have you ever met a happy older Jewish woman? And I said, I couldn't answer because I said, I don't know enough. He said, you haven't, nor will you ever. And then I asked you, Roxy, is that true? And you, at the time, I don't know if you recall, you said that's true.
Yeah. It's not that I've never met one, but they're very rare.
I feel like your mom was.
Yeah, but she was not older.
She was young. Yeah, she was still young, hottie. Yeah.
You know, I think when he's saying older, he means like 60s, 70s, not old, but older.
Grammy, your grandmother's not like that. She's happy.
She is. She is. She deals with her pain very well, I think.
Yeah.
I think she handles it well.
Well, listen, There's no one's not going to have pain in this world. But the guys, yeah, we tend to, yeah, we drink, we get overserved. Christy reports, right?
Cheers to that.
Cheers, right. Oh, I got my brew going
yeah,
right here.
Yeah, me too. My brew is a Look unique at you, type.
With your red wine, that's
we
the
can't
blood
even
of Christ.
Pretend it's a brew? We can't even pretend well, that we've got like a to blow on my coffee?
No, you're all in.
It's just, oh.
But you deserve
yeah,
it. And that's by the way, healthy pour. CorollaDrinks.com.
To Michael. Thank you for the heavy pour.
Michael Klaus with the heavy pour. Michael, the red wine is symbolizes the blood of Christ, of course, but we won't. That's for another show.
Next year.
That's for next year's show. You guys, it is Wednesday. I'm still adjusting to this one day a week because there's so many scams that have gone down that I unfortunately can't recollect.
You got to start writing them down. Make a book, a TTS book.
I will tell you, I had a very nice meeting today.
Oh.
The King, LeBron James. I don't know if many of you know this, but he's got a big production shingle over at Shingle. That's what we call it, Roxy Stryer.
That's what you call what?
A production shingle.
Oh.
Meaning he's got a production company. And we went over there today, pitched a couple of projects to his peeps. And she's interesting.
How did that come to be? Did you guys reach out to them or did you know them before?
No. It was our agents connected with them. But there were many lessons in the meeting. And as I was sharing with you earlier, literally every move I made in that meeting, I was advised not to do. So I was, you know, there's two scripted projects I have. One is a feature film and one is a series, and all I was ever told by the biggest agents in the business and the biggest producers, by the way, Randall Emmett, you know, he's been on our show. He's one of my best friends out here and he's a very successful producer, but you know, their advice is always like, oh, don't write a script. If you have an idea, you've got to go get a big showrunner attached, and most showrunners have their own ideas. And I just was like, well, I don't know. That doesn't work for me. I feel as though if you go in and you believe in something and you write the script, why would I let there be another step involved? You know, I pitch an idea and then everyone goes, great idea. Oh, we have to hire a writer, which is just another reason something doesn't get made. But instead, it's like, no, I'm going to write this script. I'm going to create a really kick-ass sales deck. And these two, I have lots of projects, but these two I knew are really good for an African-American producer. Mm-hmm. And one of them is sports related. The other's not. But I've been looking at, there's about six or seven people in our business that have their hands in everything. And ironically, they're also the top grossing people in the business. So you can do the research. But those are the people I've been watching. And I've simply said, I think if I bring them a project and say to them, it's yours, why are they going to say no? Mm-hmm. And furthermore, you know, a lot of them don't have the bandwidth to create this stuff. Then they don't have, believe it or not, the money or the bandwidth to have the stuff written for them, the ideas executed. And then meetings and calling in favors with other celebrities. A lot of them don't like to do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if I went into the meeting and was like, I've got the script, I've got the sales deck. And furthermore, I can go out and get other people attached. I'll do the dirty work. I'll ring all the doorbells and make things happen.
Did they find that incredibly refreshing?
Once I got in the room with them, and by the way, like I had to tell my agents, I want to meet with them. And I said, no, they're like, well, we'll just send the script over. I said, no script. I want to get in the room. I want them to see my passion. I want to present a deck with them that it shows them what the script is. And, you know, but
prior to them ever even reading the script.
No. But I've had people like who are in our business who like literally will either send over a reel or they'll send over, you know, a script or a project. And then like, oh, yeah, they passed. Like,
of course they did.
Of course. And you have to, you know, so I was really glad Maria was there. because I'm always wanting her to learn. And, you know, I'm like, man, now can you see, like, when you have ideas for things and you have these people telling you this can't be done or that's not going to sell for this reason or that reason. I mean, do you know how many times Steve Jobs heard that? Do you know how many times anyone who's done anything has, you know, they've been rejected hundreds, thousands of times. But you have to, I always say to Maria, no blinking, no blinking. And she knows what I mean by that. Meaning, like, you look them in the eye and be like, I'm selling this. I'm making this. You want to make it with me? Great. I'm a great partner. You know, I'm humble. I'm hardworking. You can, and as I told these guys, I'm like, you need me to change the script, I can change it. And without costing any money. You want to bring in other writers who have bigger credits? Bring them in. I don't care. I just want to see this thing get made. So, you know.
Your complete lack of ego, Kevin, is just, it's just astonishes me. Even though I've known you this long.
Oh, well, you know, you hopefully you live long enough where the ego gets beaten out of you. Although I do see in Hollywood, the guys at 50, 60, 70, still the massive egos. And you need a little bit of ego to create. You do. There's a time and a place for it. But at the same time, you have to see the big picture. And, you know, I'm big on packaging. So, you know, you get – and I said, listen, these scripts don't end with LeBron. I said, I'm also meeting with Harpo. With Oprah's company, and I said, you know, why not bring LeBron and Oprah? We would love
bring
that.
Together.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people don't want to slice the pie up. You know, they whether it's me or if we work with LeBron's company, Oprah's company, they don't want to.
Kevin, what's 100% of nothing?
Nothing. Yeah, your dad tells you that all the time. I've said it forever.
Yeah,
but people hang on to their crumbs. And that's what they, you know, Maria had a great quote. She, people who fight for crumbs end up with crumbs. You know?
I have a question because I know you can't talk about the script and too much about it, but I've never asked you this. I always mean to bring this up. So for anybody who doesn't know, Kevin had a movie called Adventures of Serial Buddies that came out, and there was a huge cast. It was Henry Winkler, Christopher Lloyd, obviously Maria was in it, Beth Bears from Two Broke Girls, Christopher McDonald, Kathy Lee Gifford. All of these people, Artie, who you love, Lang, mm-hmm. all of these people, and I always wondered, how did you, those aren't all your friends. Like, I've been hanging around you, and a couple of them are your friends, but not a lot of them.
Well,
how did you, was that part of your package? How do you
no,
pitch
some
that?
Of it,
how do you
some
do
of
that?
It's Maria, because they're friends with Maria, and, but, you know, I've invested a lot in Maria, and had humility and no ego with her career, right, to be in the background and build her up,
mm-hmm.
you know, knowing that her success was going to be my success. And then she was able to leverage that. And I mean, like, you know, it's a sore spot because the film wasn't ready. I can see the mess in the writing now, but I see moments in there where I see there's a good filmmaker in there somewhere. And, you know, hopefully at some point I'll get another shot at that.
Well, it sounds like with this new
well,
pitch.
This is just writing. I wouldn't be directing as a whole. It's, you really have to focus and make that your baby. And I'm just spread too thin right now for that. But yeah, no. But it's the same thing. And then you kind of find out too in life, all people can ever say to you is yes or no. And a lot of people want to be asked because first of all they want to be part of a project. Second of all, it's like they like. You never know. They may like the idea that Maria owes them a favor, which is not bad when you have someone impressed or whatever. So, and then Hollywood, believe it or not, is a bit of a fraternity sorority. Even Maria has gotten a couple of requests and she's usually all in. There was a couple, you know, she was a little, you know, at the end of her stint of her last job, Maria was so worn down physically. Obviously she was sick and didn't even know it. But I still said, you know, Maria, you got to remember it is a sorority. It's a fraternity. And when people ask you for things, you just, whatever you need. You know, there's a lot of people who are doing passion projects who are striking out on their own and they need help. You know, and Maria's always been good about that, you know, for the most part.
You can't be everybody's Jew, Kev. That's what we're finding out.
Well, you know, we're finding out what?
That he's still going to try.
I'm still everybody's Jew. It's tiring to be everybody's Jew. Oh my God. I have a friend who's from the Israeli intelligence, and she's a celebrity in her own right. I don't want to say who she is, but you know, really got nailed, hit financially, and then hit with theft internally from her office. And so I had to go be her Jew and kind of do office forensics, accounting forensics, and try to like kind of configure her office.
That's a whole different kind of Jew.
I told
That's
her.
That's a real Jew.
I said, well, you know, she's like, why are you doing this for me? I said, well, I'm your Jew. And the face was so confused. I said, okay, I'm your Israeli.
You know, it's interesting, Kevin, what I find, because you and I use this expression all the time
now. By the way, I don't even know why I brought that up. I only brought it up because she's so Jewish.
You're talking about being Jew. What I find is that whenever we use this expression now, the goys understand more I'm your Jew than the Jews do.
Than the Jews do.
When you say I'm your Jew to a Jew, the Jews are like,
huh? Like Ian Kaiser's face was so confused when I screamed.
The boys are like, oh, you're my Jew.
Yeah, fucking A, you're my Jew.
Fucking A, yeah, you're my fucking Jew.
But the Jews go, wait, like Ian, what does that even mean? I've heard that. That's usually the response. Maria's lawyer, Kevin.
What does it even mean?
What does that mean?
It could be easily misrepresented or misinterpreted, right?
I don't know. To me, it's pretty obvious. I'm your Jew. I got your back. It's all under control. Don't worry. I'll take the reins.
Kevin, just because the chat is very active tonight and I'm loving what's going
on
in there.
Kaiser.
This is a random little tangent, but I am curious. Susan Brown said, Maria should join Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, What would you as Hollywood career coach say about
Christ.
That?
He would say, eyes on your ears and eyes on your brand.
Yeah.
Do it.
I would.
You would
and
say
I
yes?
would say, please, Maria, do it.
You know what? It's like Maria's wrestled professionally. She's done everything. Now, I don't think she would do it because I don't think she wants any toxicity in her life. And unfortunately, you know, those shows
seem a little toxic.
Yeah. Now, on one hand. On the other hand, I would like to believe, and I do believe, that Maria's so evolved that it would all, at this point, just, I think she would just laugh, it all bounce off of her. But I don't, that's so weird. I never even thought of that. I mean, I feel like she's still young for that show, but I don't know. They all just seem a little older and a little crabbier.
Yeah.
A little cosmetic surgeried out.
Yeah, but she could freshen it up a little bit, you know, bring a little spice.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Hollywood career coach.
Kevin, was this picked for the camera?
No. I don't even know when this was taken.
So for our iTunes listeners, by the way, in case you didn't know, we're also on YouTube. If you want to switch over and leave a comment, we would love that. There's a picture up, three pictures of Maria in a smoking hot bikini.
Where did you guys find this?
Kevin, and they're making out.
Where'd you find this?
The interwebs, Kev.
Yeah, but was it from a publication of some kind?
It looks like the pink makes
Because I get, but the way my people. Hair is parted, I know it's recent. So I don't know.
Radar Online.
Radar Online.
There Maria Menounos and fiance get frisky on the
beach. Hello.
When? Will you click
it's
on the
fiance,
article?
So it's before the marriage.
Oh.
Well, we haven't been away since then. Getting back to the LeBron pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
No, honestly, for you guys who have dreams out there, like, you know, you do want to take people's advice under advisement. But if you believe in something, blinders on, just do it, you know?
And how do you know when it is ego, though, Kevin? How do you know when you believe in it because it's the right thing or when you believe in it because it's your ego telling you this is – do it the way you think?
Well, I'm not even saying do it the way you think. I'm saying if you have an idea, you know, move forward with it. Now, when it comes to taking notes on the idea, right, how do we make the idea better? That's when you get open. But I'm even talking about just getting something off the ground. Hmm. I have the most successful people in Hollywood telling – you know, Maria and I don't do this. That won't work. This won't work. This way. And I, when I tell you, I defied, you know, four or five of the different notions today, and it was every bit the success I knew it would be. You know, so I think for me, I just wanted to share that lesson with people. And I keep trying to say to Maria because she has some fun ideas for shows, and I said, Maria, you're a force. You are the one that wrestles at WrestleMania, then does nightly news, probably would do Housewives, star in a movie. I mean, you have been, you know, and nobody knows this, when Sandy Hook went down, the Hurricane.
Katrina?
What was the one in
Harvey?
What was the one in Jersey or New York?
Sandy.
You know, Maria got, they got cell phones, pallets of water before anyone got anything on the ground. When Maria was there, she's got on the phone. I mean, she is a very powerful force. So, McMahon, if you put your mind to anything, just like any of us, you can make stuff happen. So don't listen to these people, but you have to lean forward and go to the people like, I'm doing this. And then nobody wants to get left behind. That's the other thing too. So you got to say, like, I'm doing it. So
you make them believe it.
You want to do it with me? Great. If not, moving on. Next. I'm going to go, you know what? I'll take it somewhere else. And with all the entities out there, someone will bite, mm-hmm. you know? So you just can't.
Kevin, can you ever come on too strong? You did too much work. You want it too bad.
Yeah, like I worry about seeming desperate sometimes. Yeah.
No, because you're like, this is because desperate is, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but I think when I'm saying this is amazing and I know it's amazing, here's all the reasons why, and we can do it together. Or what's the contrary? Mm-hmm. I can go do it with somebody else. And I think you have that energy, right? Just like I've never read The Art of Seduction. But when you think of seducing a male or a female, think of what you have to do. You want to
have big tits.
Fucking A rocks. And you do.
It's the wine. Woo, woo, woo. Wednesday night, bitches.
We got to bring back the WWE salute.
Just for having big tits.
Having big tits.
Having big tits. Okay, Boof, you really left me down there. Like what?
No, we were there. We had it, Rox. Right,
what are you talking about? I was pounding on things.
But ooh. Listen, but
I didn't know if you had to have big boobs to participate.
No,
in that celebration.
Everybody can participate.
Okay,
it's a group.
Got
point.
It.
Continue though. The Art of Seduction.
I'm just saying, you know, you on the one hand, you're selling yourself, like this is why I'm a great catch, and then on the other hand, you want to stand tall and be like, but I can take my services elsewhere because that makes you more alluring,
is
more
that
attractive.
You'd be interested in?
Yes, we could be together. Is that something? Yeah. And remember, the Entourage. Who's the God? The
Ari Gold.
No, it was the old producer played by Martin Landau, and it was great. His way of ending every kind of sales pitch, no matter what, even if it was just to ask you to go to dinner.
Bob Ryan.
He'd say, you know, I've got a great steak. We're going to have steaks for lunch. Is that something that might interest you? Or he'd say, I've got a great role in the script. Is that something that might interest you? But it's a great way of in sales. You know, I've got these two great projects. Is this something that might interest you?
That takes the desperation out of it too.
Yeah.
I like that.
So I think, but also there's that you have to find that fine line of standing tall and being like, hey, if we do this together, it'll be amazing. But if we don't, I'm good because I'm going to find someone who will. So does that help, Rox?
Yeah.
You know, I was watching Love this weekend, the Netflix series. Paul Rudd stars in it, Judd Apatow.
I always think of you when I watch that show.
Why do you think of me?
Because I just know you would always have you would have good commentaries about it. So please continue.
Because Kevin, you told us, did you not want to say what he actually said about it for so long, Jules?
No, I forget.
What did I say?
For a long time. Are you about to work with one of these people?
No. Okay, I actually, yes, there's something with Paul Rust. I do want to do small.
Okay, so Paul Rust is amazing. However, that this is supposed to be a comedy and you go 30 minutes sometimes without laughing a single second. And
I said that?
Yeah,
I really love this show.
Yeah, you said you love the show, but for a comedy, you think it should make you laugh a little more.
Hmm.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. Well, I don't really think that anymore.
Oh, well, you live, you learn.
Well, maybe it was season one. Well, now I buy into what he's doing.
Okay.
But it's a different point that I was going to make. No one here has heard of a show called 30-something. Mm-mm. Michael, see if you can pull up a clip from the show 30-something. I think there's something semi-poignant that I can share with everybody. And I hopefully it helps you all with your daily lives.
Is this from the late 80s? This show?
It is. It's from even the mid-80s, I believe. I was... you got it, Mike? Do you have anything?
Yeah, we got a bunch of things.
What's the first one say?
One episode, part one, full episodes.
All right, let's play. Let's see what happens if we press play. If this is... Yeah, sometime in the 80s. Maybe it was... It was a series. I think it only made it two or three seasons, but it was very popular.
And it was considered kind of revolutionary, right? It was sort of the first one of its kind that was just showing people kind of living their own lives. And...
At 30, you know.
It's true. He's basically this very nice person. But last night the argument was about where you sit in the movie theater. He says right-brain people sit on the left, so now I'm not creative. I haven't said a word to him about his polyester shirts. Am I allowed to have a relationship with someone?
So, obviously, that in audio you can't really get the point of what I'm saying. Even if you look at how they're dressed and how they look. So 30.
Pull up the cover of the show.
So 30 something. My point is this: 30 something. We were at coffee earlier today, and Ashley Grace Daniels, who used to be at the social media desk.
Yes.
And now is working on Maria's show.
Yeah, people in the chat have been asking about her. She will be back at some point. Yes. She loves you guys.
She'll be back. And you and Roxy and Ashley both have boyfriends that are hovering around 30. Her boyfriend is into his 30s by a year or two, and yours is not quite 30.
Well, we both have people that are hovering in that place.
People
that's for sure.
Hovering, yeah. Okay.
On both of our ends.
And Ashley said something like, I mean, well, you know, they're in their 30s. And like, and I said, okay, this brings me to my point that I thought this weekend. So being 30 back in the 80s, if you watch 30 something, it's their parents, homeowners, and even the way they dress older. I forget the styles and everything else, but they dress older. Other than
sweaters.
The guy to the far right who's in the – he's the oddball. So the guy in the far right has the Letterman's jacket and the long hair. But everybody else, they're probably the least favorite word to a millennial. They're adults. And today – so then you go to Love and you see the same age group dressing like they're 19, don't have a pot to piss in. Completely self-absorbed, so much thought put into nothing, you know, it's so much emphasis on narcissism. By the way, genius writing by Paul Rusby in Apatow, because this is, I feel, a very accurate representation. But, and listen, it's not, we don't have to judge it. It is what it is, though. And today's 30
you can only deal with what's in front of you.
And today's 30s are more 20s, late teens.
You think that's an accurate depiction we've maybe come or not, how far we've regressed?
I think more intelligent, yes. Greater sense of irony, yes. More technologically adept, yes. Maturity, no. No. Far less mature.
What a bummer for us.
I mean, well, again, it's your parents' fault. It's not you guys' fault.
But
it's your parents' fault.
At some point, fault doesn't matter. We have to live in it and do something.
Well, I think we have to get busy lowering the bar for you guys, you know, which we are. Which we're lowering it as much as we can. And please, all parents, please, who have children who work or host at AfterBuzz, please continue to feel free to call me. Or Phil's Fitek.
I'm going to give out your number right now.
Sure. I might as well. You know what? Keep calling me and telling me how many hours that your child needs to work, what days they need off. You keep telling me
that
how to run.
Seriously happens?
Multiple parents in the last 5 years.
Week.
Multiple.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And I always tell them, you're lucky it's me. So I'm not going to judge your child by the call you're making, and I'm going to use this hopefully as a lesson to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
But do you really think, when does it stop? So they're 35, you're not going to call the boss anymore. You obviously think they're going to grow up by that age.
Mm-hmm.
But it just is what it is. And as I was watching Love this weekend and enjoying it, I was like, oh my God, like go watch 30 something and watch this, the difference. And when I, you know, and I keep trying to tell you guys when, you know, with your guys, and you're having problems with them, like, you know.
They're little kids.
They're boys in their 20s and early 30s. Like, what do you expect? Like,
so should they find 40-year-olds?
Yeah, I think so.
Then do 40-year-olds act like 30-year-olds now?
I never say that with anybody because I've seen 70-year-old women be with 30-year-old men, and they're madly in love. When it comes to love, there are no rules. But I will say, like, yeah, I tend to think an older guy and a younger girl just tend to work a little better, unless you get, you know, a guy that's got an old soul and they're out there, and, or you know, who's more evolved and they're out there. But they're fewer and farther between. And in L.A., forget it. Forget it. In L.A., it's like, you know, one of the most poignant things my father said when he came out to visit, he said, wow. He said, number one, city of pagans. Number two, he was like, everyone here is 42 going on 17. And truer words are never spoken.
Accurate.
And so anyway, what do I know, guys?
A lot.
What do I know?
More than any 30-year-old.
I'm tired. Michael.
Who may or may not be right around that age.
He is. But, you know, Mike's on his journey. But that's why I like the virgin scam. Because it just, let's just keep the flies away.
Well, he hasn't declared his virginity this week. Don't we have to check in?
Oh, he lost it over Easter?
Got to check in.
Oh, I like that. Mike, did you lose your virginity over Easter?
The weekly check-in.
Yeah.
I did not. Still in the tomb.
The Easter bunny is coming to town. Hooray. There is an Easter bunny theme. It's so sad. No one cares about the Easter bunny specials like we do the Christmas specials.
I just don't understand how this happened. Someone who gives you presents, well, he's furry, he's okay, lovable.
Steve the Steamer said he thinks it's because people don't go to the malls as much where you'd go to line up for the Easter Bunny.
Oh.
One thing. I don't know. Go to
like Santa?
Type in Easter Bunny is coming to town.
Yeah, because I think Santa
will always be a thing. No, but Kevin, what do you mean? That you would line up to sit on the Easter Bunny's lap?
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, Google it. There's a lot of creepy ones.
Yeah, I feel like that was a real thing.
Yeah, middle America, Roxy.
Ooh, wow, the Jews from the East Coast are so different than the Goys from the middle of the country.
Well, the Goys on the East Coast, big into Easter Bunny.
Sitting on Easter Bunny's lap?
Yeah.
Freaky.
Here we go.
What if he popped an egg?
Easter Bunny coming soon.
What the hell?
Today.
Oh, okay, so this was like, remember I had you watch Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Yeah, yeah.
So these guys, I think it's Hanna-Barbera.
The annual visit of the Easter Bunny. We'll be riding into
town. Oh no, maybe it's not Hanna-Barbera. But anyway, the same company that did that made one for the Easter Bunny, and it used to be huge, but it's completely lost its steam.
Was it claymation?
I don't know. I thought it was claymation.
It was like something about an Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it, right?
Yes.
Look
at this. Bonnets.
Wait, you can get presents?
Look at the Easter Bunny used to get letters.
The fuck am I watching?
Here we go.
Hello! Easter's coming. Easter's coming.
Oh, so we
Easter's
have to have
coming.
Our narrator. We had Fred Astaire.
Well, hello there.
Oh, who's this? Oh, wait. It's Fred. Is it Fred Astaire again?
It sounds like
sure
him.
Is.
It is.
How have you been?
Sure is.
Great.
What's the name of this?
Wonderful. Well,
Easter Bunny's coming to town.
I don't travel by putt-putt anymore.
But I'm confused. The Easter Bunny has presents apart from chocolate?
Oh, yeah. He's just like Santa. He brings you all kinds of good stuff.
Wait.
This is a 15-minute movie.
You're talking over...
Well, this time I've got a load of Easter eggs, jelly beans, and, of course, tons and tons of mail. All for the Easter Bunny. Why, he gets almost as much as Santa. And every
See?
Year...
The Not same. Anymore.
Some children ask for colored eggs, others for toy bunnies and candy. But a lot ask questions, like this one.
And nobody asks anymore.
I bet one of you wrote it.
Why do we color eggs at Easter?
See, why do we color eggs at
What's
Easter?
What's the answer? What's the answer?
We're gonna why do we hide eggs? We're going to find out, I guess.
Who made the first chocolate bunny and the first stuffed toy? And why?
What do you mean a stuffed toy? A stuffed animal?
Yes.
At Easter?
Why are Easter flowers called lilies?
Now, hold on.
Hold on, really everyone.
Know, I can tell you.
He certainly can.
Oh, the Jimmy Durante knockoff voice.
See, I'm an old friend of the Easter Bunny. So you come right along with me while I tell you all about it.
I truly don't want to.
Hey.
Kevin, it's so
the sun's
creepy.
About to come
oh,
up,
I am so on board with
one
this.
Thing.
Okay,
sure.
But Rox.
You, the Easter
oh, I like
Bunny
this part,
is
actually.
Coming to town. Today. There's Fred Astaire. Just... One of
hoping he's hippity-hopping your way.
Okay, I'll cut it.
So straighten your bonnets and shine up all your shoes.
And yet, and Mike, hurry, can you Google on the other computer to keep this playing? with if this played over the holidays.
Bunny is coming to town.
Yeah,
today.
It's Rankin Bass. Sorry, Rankin Bass. He's and what was that date?
An engine instead of a sleigh.
Capital, yeah, told and sung by Fred Astaire. This is capitalizing off the success of Easter Bunny's Coming to Town. Oh, a bunch of no names, too. No Mickey Rooney. Mike, what do we got? Did this play anywhere?
I'm trying to find out here.
1977?
77, oh. Yeah, this was the last days of Rankin Bass. This is the shiny new year, Rudolph years.
It was a TV special?
Yeah. And Mike, did it play at all? Did we even get it on Hallmark Channel anywhere?
This year, not that I'm seeing,
nothing.
Kev. Looks like it was maybe on Netflix.
No, it made it to Netflix. Wow. Well, it actually kind of makes me want to see it, but Christy reports, I don't feel like getting into something if it's over. If he's gone, the East Bunny's gone, I got to move on.
No, let's bring him back, though.
I don't know. I think this is a tough one.
I see the passion in your eyes about this project, about, Kevin.
I want to see the whole thing, but I've got my hands full with getting people to start celebrating Christmas in August. I have my...
Oh, you know that's right.
That's going to keep me busy.
I'm going so deep down this rabbit hole right now. I'm looking up trivia about this movie.
Okay, what do we got?
The song in the Big Rock Candy Mountain was written near the end of the 1800s and was an ironic look at what everyone, but especially hobos, were searching for. It was cleaned up for this cartoon since the original mentioned cigarette trees and streams of alcohol trickling through the rocks.
Ah, yeah, Hobo's Dream.
Yep.
Interesting.
Maybe we should make that version of this.
Can we watch some of Big Rock Candy Mountain now?
Judy Garland. Have you guys heard about the Judy Garland biopic? I know who's starring in it.
I forget.
I'll look right now. And yes, I've heard about
it. I know what's her name wanted to do it, Lady Gaga.
She did.
I thought so. Oh.
Interesting.
Is it not
Renee Zellweger.
Zellweger, yeah. And I hear she... I hear she nailed it.
Really?
That's what I hear. I hear she like, and it's Judy.
What makes me
at 47.
Nervous about that is what Renee Zellweger looks like these days.
Well, it's Judy Garland at 47.
Renee Zellweger looks like she's about 92.
Can you pull up Judy Garland at 40? Have you ever seen Judy Garland at 48?
Yeah.
Pull it up. No. Rocks. Type in last photo of. Okay, here we go. Scroll down. No. Okay, that's. That's Judy.
And that's not what Renee looks like today.
And that is not what Judy looked like during the depiction of this. Type in last photo of Judy Garland. Watch what you see.
How old was she when she passed, Kev?
48. Watch. Or 47.
Oh, then I probably
And she looked like she was 90. Watch this.
I'm scared.
No, that's not the last photo because she's bloated there.
Is she a twig?
She's a twig. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's probably a better one.
Yeah, this says 3 weeks before she passed away.
Yeah.
Wait, let me see.
Wait till you see this one.
Her getting out of the car. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, those legs. Holy moly.
And there's even close-ups.
Wow. Wow, my 90-year-old grandmother looks younger than she does.
She did. She looked so old.
I don't mean that meanly. I just... What is that, Kev?
Look at this.
It just like
type in Judy Garland, booze and drugs and bitterness and tobacco. Judy Garland, 47-year-old. Type that in.
How did Judy Garland die, Kevin? I don't even know this.
She got overserved pills.
Oh, that's sad.
Kev, if you put things full screen, I can pull up your computer.
All right, look at this one. Tell me she doesn't look amazing.
Wow. Are we talking amazing or
amazing? Look at that. Look at that right there. Yeah. Looking good, right, Rox?
I think nailed it. Wow, I guess I shouldn't have answered so quickly. I guess I hadn't seen her at that age.
That's way
worse. If you showed me that picture, Kevin, I would have had no idea that was Judy Garland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's what I mean. Like you have.
But have you seen Renee Zellweger recently?
Yeah, but supposedly she really became her. That's
wow.
What I hear. That she morphed into her.
I bet then. Both such beauties when they were just
That's what. And Judy's in. That's what you know. that kind of living will do you, you know. Plus, people just aged so. If you look back in time, oh my God, everyone aged so much worse back in the day. Michael, what do you say we do some news? What do you think?
I think it's just about that time, Kev.
Very nice.
Well, three people are recovering after a shooting at YouTube, which really made headlines yesterday. Certainly led to a lot of commotion in the area of Google and YouTube. And the reason being, a woman thought that YouTube was restricting her privacy too much. She came in with a gun, actually went to a gun range several hours before, did some target practicing, came out at 12:46 p.m. yesterday in their offices in Northern California, shot three people who police chief Ed Barberini says that she didn't know. And she had posted on a couple sites saying, quote, "There is no equal growth opportunity on YouTube or any other video sharing site. Your channel will not grow if they want it to. YouTube filtered my channel to keep them from getting views." Kind of bitter.
We really have to help the mentally ill in this country. What can we do, people? More hugs?
Probably stay off YouTube.
You know what I think, kids? As I said when I saw this report yesterday, I said, this is it. This is the beginning. And by the way, I have said many times, the millennials, Gen Z, they're not going to take it.
Kevin, the beginning of what?
This is the beginning of, you know, more people like going postal, but postal with purpose. Like it's semi-purpose, right? She's, again, we're being raised in a culture. I swear to God that if you're not scoring the touchdown at the Thanksgiving Day game or going to prom and becoming prom king or experiencing prom, someone's going to pay the price for that. And I feel like the old guard of Hollywood that terrorizes people, you know, you watch the show Unreal. It's amazing. But the one thing I don't know if anyone realizes how the female character, how abusive and cruel she is and how she talks to people.
Constance,
it's very 2010. It would never fly today. Mm-hmm. But up to 3-4 years ago, that was – and there's a couple of shows in Hollywood that still operate that way. But I'm telling you, and I keep saying to people in our business, like, keep it up. Keep it up, because a millennial – is eventually a Gen Z is going to walk into your office and blow your head off or half your staff's heads off. And it's coming. You know, it used to just be the crazy person with voices in the head. It's not like that anymore. People are desensitized. They're overindulged. And they're so entitled in their brains that, you know.
And a mom make a phone call isn't enough anymore.
You know, even doing the show Billions at AfterBuzz, I'm having a very nice time doing it. I love the show. Mm-hmm. There's that actor on the show who's binary, mm-hmm. right? Have you heard this? The person on the show, and she doesn't. The person doesn't want to be called he or she.
Yeah.
Oh, right. They.
I think it's non-binary.
Excuse me. Okay. You know, again, when I tell you the psychotic social media stabbings that my co-host and I are getting over the fact. I'm not referring to this person.
Asia Kate Dillon.
As they or them or so.
Who was on Orange is the New Black as well.
But
oh, okay.
But the level of anger and anxiety, like, that's out there today. And they're going to be willing to take that next step and kill over it. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. And that's what I mean about the beginning. Does that make sense, Rox?
Yeah.
It's the beginning totally. I'm so pissed off at, I'm going to do something about it. I'm taking my gun and the only thing if anything good can come out of it is like, I would love to see Hollywood start treating people more in a more human way. But if they don't, this is what's going to come. This is what you're going to get.
But Kevin, you're almost saying that she has a point and a right to go into YouTube.
No, she doesn't. Again, what did I say earlier in this night is I only deal with what is, Mike.
Yeah, I don't hear you saying that.
She doesn't. No, but thank you for clarifying. Yeah. No,
okay.
Does not have a right at all to do that. It's insane, but this is what's out there, and when I see people at work and how they are, and how they just like the old Hollywood way of like steamrolling people, I'm not gonna work anymore. because this new guard is going to come in and go, not only am I, the nicest thing I can do for you is sue you, but very well likely that maybe I'll just come in, go to a shooting range, come in with a gun and blow your head off.
But it almost sounds like there's no hope. Like, are you forced to coddle them?
I have told you 100 times, we can all go to the Connecticut farm. We have 60 acres. There is hope.
Kevin,
no, is
what
there,
is?
I mean, I don't know.
Because this is one of the arguments you're talking about, Kate Dillon. And, I mean, I was just made aware of this from what
Asia
year.
Asia Kate Dillon. By the way, did an interview with AfterBuzz TV last year with Jeffrey Masters. It's very strong if you guys want to check out AfterBuzz TV.
Great. Thank you.
I think that was one of the arguments that I know some people have made with, like, the transgender. And it's saying you're almost forcing your beliefs on me, forcing me to call you a non-binary. And I think that's what you're saying on the show is with that on the AfterBuzz show is you know, by not calling her that.
I'm just saying I don't know what to call the actor, you know, and it's really hard as you're trying to do a show to remember to say they or you don't want to say it, like you don't know, and is it reason to crucify somebody when in fact this is my favorite character and favorite actor on the show.
Yeah.
So I live and let live. It works on both freaking sides.
Right.
So
but they're not considering intent anymore. It's like you don't intend to use the wrong name or to insult her or anything, but people don't care.
And I do think it comes from not having experienced real pain. Because if you experience real pain in your life, you get
that's
like.
That's not going to bother you.
Okay. You're not talking about Asia Kate Dillon not feeling that. You're talking about people who get offended
yes.
by that. Yeah, I agree.
And then eventually you're going to take a gun out and shoot somebody.
Kevin,
so
what
some
is
crazy
worse?
Goes, YouTube's not, I don't know, supporting videos. I have to go kill someone now. But I think it's from not having real, actual pain in your life, Roxy.
What is worth killing somebody over?
To maybe save your own life or someone else's?
And that's it? Like, is there any level of anger? Or is there ever a time where you feel like it's justified if it's not self-defense?
Well, I have never thought about that
I don't
before.
Know. I feel like if someone's going to rape somebody and destroy someone's life.
I would call that self-defense.
But
that
I'm
sense.
Saying if you were the third party that killed
and you were
that person.
Somebody else.
Because I've known people have been raped and I've just seen them not be able to recover. And I feel like your life is kind of can be over. Now, granted, I know that's a whole other discussion. That's a choice. But I don't know. Maybe that. I don't know.
Just wonder.
Tough call.
How it seems to have gotten.
How did you stop Hitler, though?
So less.
How did you stop Hitler? So all the people who are, like, super into pacifism, which I am, too. I mean, I don't even like to kill bugs anymore. But a Hitler was not going to stop. Until what? You kill, and you had to kill almost every last man. And they were Germans. Most of the Germans, you know, Rox, when he was in the bunker communicating, they still thought he's going to save us. He's going to save the day. You know?
I still think there's a good chance that he made it out alive.
Yeah.
I'm a conspiracy theorist.
And maybe he did, but...
But that's not relevant.
But
yeah,
it's nothing to do with the conversation. The conversation is you had to kill every
last man.
It's the Japanese same thing. They just weren't going to give it up.
It just seems, don't you think, Kevin, that reason to kill somebody has gotten, the bar has been lowered so much.
Yes.
Right. You called me a loser. Dead.
Dead. You're not, I don't have enough clicks on YouTube.
Dead.
Dead.
They're restricting my YouTube vid.
No,
dead.
Because I do think it's.
Like, what the fuck?
It's disconnection. It's desensitization. And I do think it's from not experiencing real pain. So you don't know. So that to you is the end of the world. I'm not getting enough YouTube clicks. Mm-hmm. So I have to kill you. I tell you all the time, you guys, we're all so much, human beings are so much stronger physically and mentally than they realize. And most people live their whole life without ever pushing themselves. And Rox, as I'm even seeing with your situation, sure, you woke up, you had a whole 70-year plan, and in one swoop, it was like, nah, I'm trading that out.
Yeah.
Very traumatic. And yeah, it knocked you down like a ton of bricks. But every day that goes by, you're seeing how strong you really are.
Yeah.
You know, you went out, your mother died when you were very young, and you picked yourself up. And Ashley Grace Daniels, same thing. You know, I'm like, you're so much stronger,
Ashley.
Same thing in terms of she's stronger than she realizes. I'm like, but your parents and her boyfriend, you know, everything to keep her out of pain, which is noble. And is an instinct. But that doesn't mean that's the right thing, one. And two, it doesn't mean you can't take the pain, and the pain won't make you grow. Like, you know, I know it's cliche, but when, you know, you, whether you're breaking out of an egg or coming through the womb or you're, you know, going from caterpillar to butterfly, there's pain, right? It's like, that's growth. And we deprive everyone of that and everyone of that, and everyone's protected and protected and protected. And this is what's happened now. So now, because no one knows real pain, is when they get a little pinch, they either completely fall apart and they need to go away for therapy, or they have to medicate, or they have to kill somebody. So, I don't know.
Well, Kevin, I love when you go through these like brilliant moments of realizations. You explain exactly to the T what's happening, and then you end it with, I don't know.
I don't know. I just
You do know. You just told us. I guess, you do know. You don't want to know, but you know. This is exactly what's happening. I don't know. You know. Unfortunately, all the time you say things, Kevin, and I'm like, I hope he's wrong. I got to tell you.
Sometimes. I mean,
no,
I'm not. No,
you're so not wrong all the time. Always I'm like, oh, I hope he's wrong about this one. The way of the future, I hope he's wrong. Fast forward 5 years later, fucking
you know what? You know what I heard from my therapist friend, who's my therapist as well? But most societies kind of go on this trajectory. Even Rome did, you know. And like I keep saying, we get smarter and smarter, and we're getting dumber and dumber. And then we're so polarized. The left is just digging in, and I want to fight you. Rather than, for example, rather than commend, you know, someone like myself, an older white guy, you know, who sees Asia, what's her name?
Kate Dillon.
Its name or their name, you know, and says, unbelievable actress, great character, brave, and I love the character on the show as a fan. And rather than say, you know, wow, it's great that we're all starting to accept each other, it's like, no, that's not enough. I have to, you know. And then the other side, forget it. You see what the right does.
So much more helpful if somebody said to you, oh, hey, I'm so glad that you like Asia Kate Dillon. That's great.
Yes, of course.
Just remember, Asia Kate Dillon prefers to be called Asia Kate Dillon alone.
Right.
Which, by the way, as Hollywood career coach, do you or do you not think it's a little smart that every time you say Asia Kate Dillon's name, you have to say Asia Kate Dillon? There is no he, she, her.
It's genius.
Asia Kate Dillon.
No, they have put themselves in their own class. But here's the other problem. I was thinking, what about the fans that are listening? When I'm referring to they and them and they, you're going to think I'm talking about plural and many people.
Right.
So what the hell are we, you know, but again, let's attack over that. And I'm not just making it about me. It's an example of both sides. Just, nope, I'm going to dig in and bury you. And the right side, I'm going to dig in and bury you. I think it's, if you look in history, this is how it goes until the collapse, which is either war or tragedy of some kind or depression, or maybe, you know, the economy collapses and that's it for the country. I don't know. But it's sad the way where it's going.
Remember when I told you that I had to go through this sexual harassment training and HR seminar for another place that I work? And they told me that what I have to do the first time you meet somebody, the first question out of your mouth should be, what's your pronoun?
Oh.
Hi, my name is Roxy. I go by she. What's your pronoun?
I don't want to be here anymore.
That's a lot of work.
I'm done.
I just can't.
I'm booking the flights.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm booking the flights back east.
To Connecticut.
What's your pronoun?
How do we live?
They said you should ask every person. You cannot assume to know somebody's pronoun.
No, I'm sorry, but that's just too much to remember. Let's just stick with the name thing.
I don't mind if somebody corrects me. If I say something and you correct me, I got you.
Right.
But I can't just ask every person I see, what is your pronoun?
And what age do you want to be known as? I'm just...
And again...
No, that is different. I don't know what it's like to be born with a vagina and not feel connected to that and not want to be a he or she. And I don't know what that's like.
That's fine.
But offending somebody because you don't know that, how are we supposed to...
And also, exactly. Listen, all this stuff just takes time away from work.
Work.
And this is why... You know,
we're
going to stop. We're going to output less and less as we have. We're going to get lazier and lazier, more entitled to society, and we're going to be Greece. You know, I go to Greece. No, honest to God, 20 years ago, when I first went with Maria.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's become very socialist. Nobody works. There's no money. They take 70% taxes. And the young kids have fled to all other countries to work.
Really?
So they're stuck with the old guard and lame people who don't have that pioneer spirit to leave. And but there's a lot of countries in Europe like that. And that's what you get when you just lower the bar and, you know, I don't know. Anyway.
You do know.
No, I don't
you
know.
You do know.
I don't know.
Going to our chat for a second, Kevin, because they are seriously incredible tonight. Laura says, mind blown. Kev is brilliant. Already know I have to rewatch this episode. Many, many nuggets.
I love her.
Thank you, Laura. SD Mark Esk says, how about we just make it through and keep on living blessed daily?
Yeah, seriously. Aww. Live and let live. You're right, Mark. It's 100% right. Like, there's so many real problems going on. Like the three kids who got shot, were they even killed, Mike? Does anyone even care
anymore?
No,
so the only person who passed away was the shooter who killed herself.
Oh, like that would have been great to spend $150,000 a year on her for the next 70 years in jail. Too bad we didn't get to. We would have learned so much.
Raise my taxes for it. Totally. I'm all in on it. Susan Brown says, all my bags are packed. I, too, am ready to go.
Well, I'll go to Connecticut. You guys,
come on, Susan.
60 acres, man-made pond. What else do we have? We have a huge gazebo. Like it's about
love a good gazebo. How do you feel about the cannabis usage in the gazebo?
Oh, whatever. It's just 1,000 square feet. There's a dance floor there. There's a bar.
Oh, you're talking like huge.
We have a huge one. We built.
You know, I've never been.
You have to go. It's unbelievable. Outdoor bathrooms, his and hers. Oh, and no, there's three. So there's transgender. We'll have a third one. But not that anyone
I don't know if you
can
write transgender on it. You could maybe just a question
no,
mark.
No, the new scam is you take, you know what they do? They just block out. There's no more male or female on the door.
Yeah, but you want to know what's hard
about
that?
It's like a white triangle.
I get confused now. Like, nobody wants to put the skirt on the women anymore. I'm like, which fucking bathroom am I supposed to use? Like, can somebody just tell me which fucking bathroom?
And you know what? You're going to be damned if you do. And so, okay, let's all share a bathroom. Great. And then it's going to be someone's going to sue you.
Someone's going to get assaulted.
Right. Sue you for saying, okay, you were looking at me or whatever. Or it's going to be, okay, his and hers, but then we're going to get sued anyway.
I go to a hip restaurant the other day, Kev. There's a moon on one and a sun on the other.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense.
You don't understand which bathroom to use?
The moon affects a female's period.
The moon was for the men.
Right? Isn't that true?
The moon was for the men.
The
sun was for the women. I was like, I literally don't know how I could have fucking gotten that. They were like, well, in Spanish.
You know what the font said?
I was like, that doesn't even make sense.
The font said, live and let live.
Oh, so maybe
that's
the
it.
Opposite. No, you were right. The moon was for the woman. La Luna.
Right. El See,
Sol.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it was.
Live and let
knows
live.
All.
Just live and let live.
It is about the period.
Live and let live. It's mind-boggling.
Mark
just,
again says, "I'll pee in the woods."
Yeah,
does that solve?
There's plenty of room.
Well, I think this kind of ties into the next story that we can touch on. Is that you're talking about how do you combat things, and we've talked obviously, sadly, about the situation in Florida with Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School that really had that tragic shooting, and so they placed more police officers at the school. Well, now some students are complaining, saying that they feel almost threatened with too many police officers at the school. A lot of African American kids saying that they really do feel unsafe with the police officers there, considering run-ins that they've had. It almost seems, in talking even with the bathroom issue, with this, like, you try to combat it, but then there's an issue with combating it.
No one's going to be happy. I don't know.
And having to, whether or not this is a race issue, like, have any of you guys ever been to Israel before?
No.
Kev, have you ever been to our promised land?
No, I want to go. I do want to go.
You would love it there, and we should go together at some point, actually.
I would love to.
But it is so wild that, like, kids are running around in the street with people. Everybody has a gun. A massive, like, everybody's part of the military. Everybody has a gun. Kids are running around. It's just part of their lifestyle. They grow up.
Well,
and nobody's
questioning
it.
They have to be because so many people want to blow them up.
Of course. But at what point, when we have this many people with guns at elementary schools, at middle schools, at high school, at what point is that just like our life where everybody has a massive...
I keep saying we need more guns. I said, let's get home bazookas. Nice pot, you know, like not a pocket bazooka, but big enough to get the job done.
Can I have a pink one?
Yeah, of course you can have a pink one.
That's what I asked
And listen, first of all, it's our right to have a bazooka. Second of all, you know, for people like me who love hunting, I'm sorry. I need my bazooka.
Did you and Michael go this weekend?
Yeah, me and Mike went. We went.
What'd you get? Any game?
We tried. I shot it. Let's see. I saw some baby seals. I blew their heads off. That was
good for
fun.
You. Good for you.
Then I saw some.
I bet they deserved it.
Of course, they deserved it.
They
great
weird.
Shot, Kev.
Then
great
there
shot.
Were some ducks, and I fed them bread, and then I ended up using the butt of the gun on them.
Oh, extra close. Twisted.
They lost Duck Duck Goose real bad. Yeah, there,
and
then
and you know what? I just felt so much bigger.
Yeah,
like
you feel
I felt
like a man?
Like, no, my penis grew. Seriously,
no, but the way he was walking
sure,
too.
What are we talking?
It did. What's that?
The way he was walking was like more straight up. Like he had
yes!
his chest. I mean, he was
yeah,
like,
much
really
more determination.
And then you got laid that night.
Yes,
100%
twice
yes.
by many
Maria's
people.
Maria's like, what is up with you?
Yeah,
like,
really bringing it tonight.
I was like, I just went out and killed a lot of defenseless creatures. Who's the man?
And I meant especially Maria was turned on by that.
She loved yeah. it, and I said, Maria, she's like Kevin. I don't think you could do that to elephants. They're so big. I go, oh, don't
oh, yeah.
you worry.
Wait until next weekend.
My president has made it so I can kill them and think even import them into this country. So
yes, hang it on the wall.
Yeah. So forget,
hang it on the wall.
Forget.
Well, what's Kev, that? I don't what? Know about that because this
oh, no.
is our next news story.
No,
is
what? No.
Trump cracking down on people coming into the border, sending the National Guard. It was actually just signed tonight. He signed a memorandum to put more National Guard troops along the border. Says that he is sick and tired of people coming in, of the drugs coming in, of the guns coming in, of illegal money coming in.
I don't blame him on that.
What are your thoughts on it, Kev?
I don't blame him. I just don't. Just here's the thing. Let's not. Of all people, I can't even believe we keep. I keep going back to.
This you can president, say it. You can
no,
say
this
it.
No, this president's made it so like George W. Bush, not so bad. W, not so bad. But remember, didn't W say he was gonna like?
So W did this in 2006.
No. But he also was saying anyone who's in the country, just make them citizens. They're here. You know, and
really,
it was something like
that.
He was earlier on. No, he was.
That doesn't seem very Republican-y.
No, but it was a little out of the box. Look it up. It, you know, and the thing is, it's like, so my thing is, you know, why are you ripping apart families and people who are working hard here and all that stuff? But it's sound because I will tell you, as I told you, we in our neighborhood, we had a young guy that was a convicted child molester. And he would laugh. He'd be right in the corner. We had an elementary school near us. Would just laugh. Be trying to always talking to 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds. And every time he'd get thrown out of the country, everyone would high five in the neighborhood and laugh was on us. 2 weeks right back in. Right back in laughing.
How?
Because it's that easy, Rox. Get right back in. And so, you know, with my thoughts on, you know, terrorism and these school shootings, like anything, like we can't stop it, but we can slow it down. That's all we can do. And so I do think that there need to be some measures in place about who comes into the country. Like we just have to be a little smarter. At the same time, you know, there's people here who've worked hard and are working hard. And listen, if you took out all the illegal immigrants, California would probably slide into the ocean because we'd have no labor force.
Absolutely.
Because white people don't want to do the work.
Watch the Jews try.
What's that? Do the physical
yeah.
work? Well, even today's meeting, you know, I said, Maria, I go, I'm sorry. Now, this is me being a reverse racist. I go, but just difference between African-American executives and whites. She's like, you know what? You're right. She's like, when we meet with like the white executives, they're the smartest guys in the room. They don't want to hear your ideas. They're like, yeah, okay, yeah, we'll take that under advisement. Yeah, well, we're doing something similar. Or, yeah, we've been down that road. That won't work. And then, you know, you work with African-American executives, and they're like, you know what? This sounds like a great idea. Why couldn't we make it happen? And yeah, we'd work with you. And who else would you want to bring in?
Why do you think that is?
Humility.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry.
Why
and not,
are
and
black
not,
people more humble?
I think there's just the
they got fucked by the sheik more times?
I think so. Whereas the white people in the country just have gotten, we're so entitled. We don't want to work hard anymore. We don't want to do our own labor, whatever. But we hate on the people, ironically, that are willing to do that work.
Yeah.
More guns.
Yeah.
More bazookas? That's what we need, guys.
Less ducks, less seals.
But okay, but I'm into slowing things down a little bit on the border. I really am. Like because I've seen bad people get in here. But I just don't want it's the good people that are here that are contributing. Those are the people that we shouldn't. And you know the difference. You know the ones
oh,
that 100%. Are getting in trouble here. The DUIs, the multiple DUIs, like the people with charges, get them out. I'm with Trump on that. But
his latest proposal, I think, was 2 million out of the 7 million could stay. But again,
like
nothing
arbitrarily?
Was included. Shocking. What?
Arbitrarily. What, 2 out of the 7 million? Well,
we brought the news to the end.
2 million out of the 7 million could they make a way for a path to citizenship?
Arbitrarily?
I mean, how do you control that number?
Do you not get what I mean? Like.
So what Roxy is saying is that what are the criteria? Is two out of the 7 million?
Oh, I mean, there's
Are we pulling them out of a hat?
No. There's, I mean, it's people who haven't been certain convicted of a crime. There is certain levels of how long people have been here, who has what kind of a job.
I find it hard to believe that 5 million.
That just seems like such an arbitrary number. Like, okay, so 2 million of you guys have stayed here.
I think they're saying that they looked at those 7 million, and out of those 7 million, 2 million of them would qualify.
Yes, I think it was like 1.8 or 2.2.
Is any of this a surprise? Because he's big into the sensational quotes and the, you know, but I find it hard to believe that 5 million of the 7 million people need to go. I find that really hard to believe.
And the Dreamers make up 800,000. So it'd be an additional 1.2 million.
I mean, if not, anyway.
Well, let's close with a man who certainly made a good impact on society today. 50 years, sadly, since Martin Luther King Jr. passed away.
Good thing we got rid of him.
That's terrible.
Got him out.
That's a good point, Kev. He was not thinking impossibility.
Nope.
His mind was in no.
Spreading more hate.
He had all nightmares, no dreams.
I love like him and Gandhi, all the people like, hey, let's like use love. Let's work together. Kill them.
Yeah, that's dangerous for the world. Well, hope is dangerous. Kill them all.
Oh, more man. Guns. You know, there's a special. By the way, LeBron's producers were telling me today, tonight on History Channel, is supposed to be an amazing Martin Luther King special. And in the meeting, I go, good, that's just another thing Maria, I'll DVR that Maria won't watch. And they start laughing.
Kev, as a history major,
yes.
Do you ever find that you are surprised by any of these documentaries? Like, is there ever new information? Or as a history major, are you like, knew that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because later in life, you kind of, history, you look at things differently, and then you find new information. I met with a, I can't really give this away. There's a company doing something with the History Channel that found some new evidence on Lincoln.
Interesting.
And also
he's your favorite president, right?
He is. And also evidence on Kennedy's assassination.
Speaking of which, I just saw Chappaquiddick this week. I had called you and asked if you'd come with me.
And
ooh, how was it?
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I was invited to that.
Yeah, I called you. You were busy.
What'd you think?
I thought that I really wanted to get your opinion on it. I thought it was good. But growing up in Massachusetts, we know, like, I feel like I know so much about the Kennedys. There's so much
information. Ted got overserved, had some pithy. He was the younger of the clan, so like all younger siblings, maybe probably was a little more spoiled. And he went overboard, and then...
Do you think he would have made a good president?
I think he was a little too left. Robert would have been kick-ass.
Really?
But they would have killed him, too, if he went any further, because he was even more convict. He supposedly was even smarter than John and very convicted, very meaning like... The problem with the Kennedys, I think... And this is a Boston trait. This, you hear it in my voice, too. It's very rebellious. It's like, no, what do you mean we have to do business with the mob? What do you mean we have to listen to J. Edgar Hoover? No, I'm the president. He works for me. And then you have, of course, Daddy, who, you know, sold multiple souls to the devil.
Well, holy crap, did they depict that in the movie. Wow.
You know, my favorite moment that I heard... And it's not, I don't know if it's in Chappaquiddick, but supposedly now at the time of Chappaquiddick, Joe Kennedy was in bed. At this point, the father was in bed with a stroke.
Yes, he was that, in the movie.
He's on his way out. Okay. And I reenact this often when I'm in bed. They said, by the way, Joe Kennedy, who's buried both his sons, like all his dreams shattered, right? We got the one son who finally makes a presidency. Boom, we kill him. Then, okay, but don't worry. We got Robert. We're pumping Robert up. Boom, we kill him. Okay. We got one last shot at the title. We got Ted. And supposedly when they went in and said, Joe, sorry, we have some bad news. Last night, Ted, he drove the car off the... bridge, Chappaquiddick, and he was with an assistant, and well, she died, and he was overserved and just didn't go to the police. He just went home. And they said, Joe Kennedy, his response was, his head just fell down into the pillow. So I'm off. I often do that when I get this kind of news in Hollywood, when Maria would come and go, oh, well, you're not going to guess this one. And I just do the Joe Kennedy, the head just plops into the pillow like, yeah, I've heard enough.
What I will say is that I don't want to spoil it, but in this one, they made it less passive and a little more evil of a response. Joe had a little more evil of a response.
Well,
with his stroke and all,
this is
one word.
The documentary I saw was that this was knocked him. This was the initial reaction, but I'm sure
he was dead a couple months later.
Yeah, this. I think this was the knockout punch.
Yeah.
Sins of the father, right? So they say.
Also wildly interesting, and I don't know if it's because I didn't grow up on the East Coast. I mean, obviously, I should know my American history. Pretty much the only thing I know about the Kennedys relates to Marilyn Monroe. But I had honestly didn't know
the story,
hardly anything about it. I mean, yeah, you're like, oh yeah, you drove the thing off the cliff, whatever. You've heard that, but
we also hear he's a four-time, like, he's a very famous senator. He's well known. All of the stuff and PR back then was different. Mm-hmm. Imagine they were in the movie. They're trying to wait for a certain hour just to make sure that the news has been wrapped that day so they can make it to the next day.
Smart.
What hour in 2018 would you have to wait to? Like, if this happened at 2 in the morning, then at 2:01.
These were the good old days where you could just, this could be done. It was a good time to be a criminal back then. It really was. Exciting. Fun.
Oh, that drives me nuts thinking about all the good, juicy, Hollywood-y, scoopy stuff that was going on back in the day that nobody even knew about.
Okay,
that
you know
still
what?
Don't
let
know
me,
about
let me give
day.
A shout out. And Christy, put this on your list of people to get in here. AJ Benza.
Oh, yeah.
So AJ Benza used to have a show, Mystery and Scandals. He also was the Daily News, a gossip columnist. He has a podcast, Fame is a Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I've recently just gotten into it.
Mm-hmm. Good
and,
name.
Yeah, and he used to end his show with that all the time. Fame ain't it a bitch. But now Fame is a Bitch is his podcast. And if you like old Hollywood or Hollywood stories, even modern Hollywood gossip and what's going on, he's great.
Oh, I'm subscribing.
Interesting take on it. Yeah, we should get him in here too.
Yes.
Fame is a Bitch. You're the one who wanted to be popular.
That's what I say all the time. You were the one who wanted to be popular. And yet, then again, who doesn't want to be popular? You know, Michael. Can you transition into the Doors, The End? Somehow that got. I had it. I know if I looked at my emails and gave you guys the list of songs to do, you millennialed it.
You know what I think you should do?
What's that?
Spend time on that. Look back through your email. Find it. I think it's a good use of your time.
I like that. I like that. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
All right, what's up for the weekend, kids? Because I know it's WrestleMania. Right? And I also know it's Greek Easter.
So Maria is attending, or can you not talk about that?
No, Maria was hosting the Hall of Fame. She does it every year. She'll also be attending.
Yay.
I have little Benjamin, who is making a miraculous recovery.
Looks amazing.
He's 17 and a half. I've changed his diet, got off the dry kibble.
Which everybody told you could do, right? Everybody said he would be fine.
He'd be fine, yeah. Yeah, no. But his eyes have cleared up, and he's doing great. When I was traveling, it wasn't good. So I need to stay behind, take care of the kids, so to speak. I think the Greek Mafia is getting together for Easter Sunday, so I might go there, lonely guy.
Aww.
Yeah, rub some elbows with Stamos, Hanks, rest of my team.
Yeah, do you want to again?
Well,
Stamos might not show his wife is pregnant.
But when you, I love his new wife, by the way.
Stamos will always
girl.
Show.
I think he'll show.
Dedicated to Greek Easter.
But you know what? Jim's president of Paramount, so they're smart Greeks. They all show up. No, you know, for me, Roxy, that's not fun for me.
I know
I feel
it's not.
Self-conscious. I feel uncomfortable.
I know it's not necessarily fun, but Kevin, what you have to remember is that you have earned your spot there. Think about what meeting you were just in. Don't you have things to share?
Maria says it all the time.
It shouldn't be uncomfortable
She's
for
like,
you.
She's like, you have more stuff going
you're
on.
You're not that guy who's wearing the soccer ball head anymore. That's not who you are anymore. And you're just stuck still seeing yourself as somebody who that you were
this
20 years ago.
This is true. This is a problem.
Yeah.
I always go into like, I better start clearing off the tables and helping the staff clean up.
There are people who are talking about going to Greek Easter or any event that you're at that are like, you know, it's a lot of big people. I don't know if I deserve to be there. Kevin Undergaro. That's a real thing,
I'm sure
Kev.
They don't say that.
I am positive anyway, they do.
It's hard, like I
and
said.
And even if
because...
those people going, think about the AfterBuzz people. Think, and there are some huge people that are really nervous to be around you, Kevin.
Me?
Yeah. You
hey,
are
Julia.
In pitch meetings every frickin' day. You're a writer. You're a director. You have proven that you can host this frickin' show. Who knew?
Julia.
Check.
Yes, we didn't even talk about the seminar me and Juliet ran it after.
I know.
Buzz.
Oh, we ran. You ran. But yes,
I
went
loved
great.
The seminar.
It was. Did were you there, Christy? No.
Not to whatever the recent one was. No, but I also, of course, have been to several seminars.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, you touched so many people. You literally just give such good nuggets. And I think the best part was actually at the end when a lot of people left and the people who really stuck around, they got almost a one-on-one, basically. You know, you had like a group session with the ones who really stayed. I thought that was really cool.
The hard thing is sometimes they just wait for my lips to stop moving.
Yeah.
To talk. And, you know, the one girl, I kind of gave her, you know, an outline of for the next year and didn't hear a word I said.
Well, I'm sure her idea was better.
Well, it wasn't that she had a different idea. It was just, okay, but what about, and listen, there's people we know, Roxy, who do that all the time.
Like, I think I used to be guilty of okay, that but, with you.
No, not really. No, you always were bright-eyed and a big listener. No, not true.
I was definitely like that when I was younger, but I say shame on the people who didn't stick around. How do you have an opportunity to have time with Kevin Undergaro? What do you have to do that's more important?
Well, my big thing is I'm free. So forget who I am. It's like I'm free, and you know I've had success, and you want to, most of them want to follow Maria's path, and that's a path that I helped forge, and, you know, yeah, I don't get it. And I always tell guys, my favorite word is what, Roxy?
Free,
not puthe.
I thought it was
free.
Kev, what would you think about just charging people a quarter to enter, or a dime, like just something so they're like, okay,
because
yeah, now I'm invested.
Michael, here's what happens in 1 year. He charged me $15 to enter.
Yeah.
Not that he would do. I'm saying that's what people remember. In 10 years, he charged me $1 million to take one hour of a class with him.
Yeah.
Like, that's how people.
Civilians.
It's fucked, but that's really what would happen.
And then you deal with millennial culture, so it's even different. But when I get them long enough, you know, I can get results when I get long enough. But it was nice. It was nice. So, Roxy Stryer, you're going to one of your weddings.
Oh, it's a fucking bachelorette this weekend.
A bachelorette.
And then a wedding the next weekend.
In Austin. Now, why did they pick Austin for a bachelorette?
So, this is our girl who you know, Lindsay Bagg.
Yeah.
She used to be my roommate, and she is actually considerate human being in this case. She used to live here. Now she lives on the other coast, and she was like, what's in the middle? So nobody has to fly the 6 hours,
wow.
lose the 3 hour time difference. She was like, I'll come halfway to you guys, but I don't want to make all my friends over there go all the way. So it was the most central of the places. She was like, it's still going to be hopefully warm enough, and nobody has to fly more than 3 hours.
Wait, a bride that wants it to be about having fun for everyone and not just her?
Yeah.
Hey,
cool.
Bitches.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Nebraska?
You know, I think we could have had fun with some cow tipping and hay. I'm so sorry. I don't actually know what they do in Nebraska.
No, I think that's about right.
It's corn.
Corn husking.
Well, Austin is artsy, so it'd be interesting to see what all the Jew hotties do in Austin.
We're doing, like, beer and barbecue tours and things like that. But I actually did think that was kind of cool, as opposed to some of the people who would make me travel and have a passport in order to just be their friend.
Well... What? If you need
it's
me,
also cheaper for both.
It's a three-hour flight.
People.
I can be there. So
thank you.
If you need me to come for?
You're gonna have fun.
It will be fine.
You'll have a good time.
It'll be fucking fine. It's such a weird balance at these things to know, like, you're with your best friends, but you can't talk about anything going on in your life that's not positive because that's not like very maid of honor, bridesmaid esque.
Right.
You know, like you can't.
You can't vent about.
You
your
can't
problems.
Vent about your shit.
Yeah. I get it.
So
but maybe
weird.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, just don't think about it. Don't talk about it.
That's what the guys do, right?
Drink that wine, girl.
Yep. Lie.
It's what we do.
Be dishonest. Lie.
I'm an actress.
It's all good.
Getting
smile.
Pretty good at it.
Michael Klaus, what's up for the weekend?
The weekend is actually a photo shoot for my new job. I'm organizing it. We have a product coming out in a couple of weeks, and so I'll arrange a photo shoot. I'm really excited. It's with Golden Retriever puppies.
Oh, my God. Fun.
Going to be a blast. Hoping to really make friends with Kathy, the owner.
Nice.
The owner of the dog?
The owner of the breeder.
I think anytime you can be around puppies, just lifts your spirits. You know?
Will you be shirtless? Because shirtless Michael Klaus and golden retrievers.
Hey.
Excuse me? What was
We'd
that?
Have to do another check next week.
No shirtless. It's actually for a shirt.
Christy, what are you going to do?
Pantsless. That's a really good question. I've been in my apartment for a week, and there are still about 12 boxes to be unpacked.
Gotcha.
So I should probably put that at the top of the list.
Let's get that wrapped up. Let's get it done.
And I actually have not been watching Raw and SmackDown and all that stuff. I thought I would give my brain a few weeks off from the world of pro wrestling. Mm-hmm. So I know nothing that's going on. So I haven't decided yet if I want to catch up on everything and then watch Mania, or if I just want to tune into Mania on Sunday and be like, oh,
fresh.
Whoa,
it'd
shit.
Be fun.
This is, yeah.
All right. No, get unpacked and just watch Mania.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get unpacked. Start your life.
Maybe Chris Report will overserve Mania.
I have a feeling you'll be able to put the pieces together.
Do both.
As you watch. Something tells me.
Juliet, what are you going to do, babe?
All right. So I need to figure out how to dispose of something. So as you know, I got a lovely new car that my grandmother shipped over.
Mm-hmm.
She's of a certain age, and she has her shit together, but she also is a little cuckoo for cuckoo puff sometimes. Anyway, so I get my new car. I'm really excited going around it, like figuring things out. I open the glove compartment, and what do I find?
A gun.
No, I find a box with my grandfather's ashes.
Oh, damn.
What?
Yes.
I
had no clue.
Actually.
No one thought to let me know. I was sitting with Boy Genius. I'm like, oh, look at this. Look at this car. I can do this. There's a Bluetooth. I wonder what's in the glove compartment. And bam.
And so, did your grandmother know?
Because dispose of it is not a great word.
Yeah, what does your grandmother want to do?
So that's the thing. She's like, oh, I completely forgot to tell you. I told your mother. My mom
put it there so that it would
make its way to you?
She wanted you to have it?
She did. So she was saying it was for him to protect the car on his way over. When I think of it, it's sweet. And then I felt really guilty of my reaction. It was just I wasn't expecting
to find
it.
Did she want him back, though, or no?
She does not want him back. My thought. Was this in an accident? And it wasn't. She apparently said that she had it was separated in different parts. She has the biggest part of it. I have a smaller one. And it's for me, and I can do whatever.
Do you want to get an urn and keep it, or do you want to?
Apparently, it's in a. I left it in the box. It's in my car.
May I make a recommendation?
Yeah.
Just hang on to it for now.
Yeah, until you know what you want to do.
And just think about it. You know what I mean? You don't make it, because right now it's like the initial startling and shock of it, and just hang on to it. You know, it's funny. I have baby's ashes.
Yeah.
Maria doesn't even know that. I have them upstairs.
Oh.
What does Maria think?
His.
Oh, I don't. I don't want to let her know.
But
What did she think about it?
It's sometimes like having a kid. There's things I don't want her to know. You know what I mean? I'm like,
I think my husband does the same thing. Bless his heart.
It's like, I'll handle it, you know? So, yeah.
I felt like, at first I was like, I just don't want to deal with this, blah, blah.
Just relax.
I realized, wait, damn, you're an adult now. As a kid, right, it's always other adults take care of that type of stuff. And now I'm like, oh, wow, that's actually my responsibility now.
There's no responsibility. There's nothing to deal with, babe.
Michael, take us out with the other music now. Thank you for letting me have the Doors. I missed them very much. You guys, who cares? Jersey Shore is back tomorrow night, bitches!
GTL.
And Roxy, I'm missing you for 2 weeks, right? I got Amanda on my own.
You're missing me for a couple weeks, but I'll come and I'll GTL all day with you guys when I get back. You got a great panel, though.
Yeah. It's gonna be just weird doing it without you.
It's not.
Yeah,
You'll
it is.
Get drunk, have fun. I'll be getting drunk elsewhere, so it's almost like we're together.
All right. Well, listen.
That's how it works, right?
I feel like we've learned less tonight than we have in the past. I apologize.
I feel like the chat was saying that we've learned more tonight. All the nuggets.
Well, let's hope, right? Let's hope. All right, you guys. It's at Roxy Stryer. We'll be back Wednesday. We'll tell you about Roxy's Bachelorette. She usually has great stories.
Damn right. I'll certainly have some with this crew.
We love.
Drugs will be running deep.
I love how drugs run deep. I will be home lonely, guy.
Aww.
You know what? I'm not too lonely because I've got the babies and I've got TV. So what else do you need? Michael Klaus. Oh, the only MC.
No, I was pointing saying that if you want to do something, let's do something.
Oh, Yeah, but Mike, I can't deal with the, you know, you have your 2-drink minimum, and then you go, okay, I got to get home early and park cars. I'm like, no. You start my lawnmower. That's it. I'm going. The only thing that could pull me out is Karen, but there's no Karen this weekend, so.
Well, we got the John Taffer bar.
You're right. We do have the Lonely Guy bar. We do.
There's got to be a good NBA game or something on TV, Kev.
Always something on TV. That's the magic of television.
And now that you do Bar Rescue, you also have your co-host who has volunteered to be your bartender.
Oh, you're right, Nicole. Cobreger.
Oh, I bet she makes a good drink. A stiff one.
She says she does.
I believe it.
And you guys at home should go check that out. AfterBuzz TV, Kevin's hosting a Bar Rescue after show, and it is great.
Yeah, you know what? I feel bad because we skipped last season a lot, and so I've lost a lot of the listener and viewership. I've got to rebuild it.
You will.
At Bonjour Juliet, at Christie Reports, at Undergaro. You know, maybe we'll have some company here next Wednesday. I don't know. It's so weird to do this once a week, I have to tell you. It's you know.
We're getting used to it.
You guys, please, can you go rate and comment on iTunes?
And subscribe.
And subscribe.
And thumbs up.
Also, if you'd be so kind, you've been great leaving comments at ScamTube. But YouTube. But after the show, if you'd go leave some more,
yeah,
that
so
wouldn't be a bad
now,
thing either.
Now ScamTube does do that thing where on the side of it, the chat does stay, but it's still not the same as comments. I know it's an annoying thing, but our people tell us with algorithms and whatnot, actually leave that hard comment, and that will help with all the free content we bring you guys. And tell a friend. We like that one. Share the love. You're the one who wanted to be popular.
Just looking at Judy Garland, 48 with her...
If you showed me that, I would guess 72.
With her gay boy, her gay boyfriend, you know, like and just drunk as a skunk and winning. Well, you guys, everyone, have a very happy, safe, healthy WrestleMania Greek Easter scam weekend. But until then, please, what, Roxy Stryer? Oh, no, wait. Here's a test. Christie Reports.
Yes.
Please, what? She doesn't know yet.
Please. Live
long and prosper.
Live long and prosper.
Okay, no. Michael calls.
Free.
Tell Christie Reports, please what?
Please make it a better tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, we have to make it a better tomorrow.
That's it.
So close and yet.
So far.
Things like that drive me out of my mind.
Thanks for tuning in to The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. For guest bookings, questions, or comments, you can email us at info@thetomorrowshow.com. Be sure to follow us on social media and tell a friend about the show. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, your voice of tomorrow, wishing you a better one.